Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on ISRO's SPADX mission. The participants are Pallav Bagla, senior science journalist, and Sagar Kulkarni, journalist.
ISRO accomplished separation of two satellites that were orbiting the Earth on March 13. This feat placed India in a select group of nations to have demonstrated such complex technologies. We have with us Pallav Bagla, senior journalist, and who has tracked closely India's strides in the space sector, to talk about ISRO's space docking experiment. Welcome to Spotlight, Mr. Bagla.
Thanks a lot, Sagar. It's always a pleasure to speak to Akashvani.
First of all, what is the space docking experiment all about? And how do you actually unite two satellites orbiting the Earth at such great speeds?
Space docking experiment, undocking experiment, is a very unique experiment undertaken by the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. And the name of the experiment was SPADX, the Space Docking Experiment. It was unique because, one, it started at the end of the year as a successful mission of the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, when two Indian satellites, IMS satellites, were launched in a circular orbit around the Earth. And then they were kept at a distance from each other in the same orbit. Then, after several tries, the Indian Space Research Organization got around to mating the satellites together. When the satellites were orbiting the Earth, they were traveling at a velocity greater than the velocity of a bullet. So to make sure that they come together, they dock, and they don't crash into each other is a very complex technology. And you need a lot of sensors. You need a lot of ranging equipment, all of them homemade, made by India, were used for this docking experiment. So the docking itself happened on January 16, but then the SPADX experiment remained incomplete because docking is one part. You make the two satellites together, but then you have to separate the satellites also so that they become two units in space. This separation or the unmating or the undocking or the de-docking of satellites took place, as ISRO says, on March 13. So what started off on 29th of December, when two satellites were placed in a circular orbit, separated as two separate satellites, they got joined together. And then on March 13th, they were separated again as two satellites. Currently, both the Chaser and the Target satellites are in a circular orbit, I'm told, and they are working as two separate units. This is an enabling technology. ISRO was doing an experiment, because this is paves the way for India's several future ambitious missions. And the future ambitious missions could not have been undertaken had India not mastered this docking and de-docking, or mating and unmating of satellites in space. India becomes the fourth country to do it on its independent team after Russia, America, and China. So it is a great achievement by scientists from the Indian Space Research Organization. It needs to be applauded.
So these satellites actually unite in space and they work as one unit. So what actually happens between these two satellites? They continue to talk to each other in space. They exchange data. How does it work?
I'm told they were just working as one unit. There is no confirmation on as to what happened when they were two together. But they were joined together, two separate twins, became conjoined twins, and now they have become separated twins. They are in orbit. I'm told there is enough fuel left for on the satellites for ISRO to conduct more experiments. So in days to come, I'm hoping ISRO will do more de-docking and docking experiments using the same two satellites, because there is still enough fuel left on the satellites. Just one attempt of an experiment is not good enough. One has to do more than that. So that is what is expected to happen in times to come. And many people ask me, why did it take so long that the docking happened in January and the undocking happened only in March? Almost a gap of 2 months. That is because the satellites, I'm told, were placed in an inclined orbit. And there was a period when there would be sun available on the satellites for charging the solar cells. So there was a period when they were not in a position to charge the batteries in full condition. And that was part of the mission plan. There was nothing untoward about the gap. That was part of the mission plan. So now that they are in a sun-facing condition, the undock has happened, then hopefully we will see more experiments being conducted by ISRO, essentially to prove the robust algorithms and the computer programs and the sensors and ranging equipment which is on the satellites. So it's an ongoing experiment.
That's a good clarification, Mr. Bagla, because there were doubts raised about the SpaceX experiment by some space enthusiasts because of the delay. Now tell me, India is also planning to launch Chandrayaan 4 and also subsequently have its own space station, Bharat Antarik Station. How will these experiments help achieve those goals?
The SpaceX experiment, which is docking and undocking, is essentially an enabling technology for India's future missions. A Chandrayaan 4 is our follow-up mission to the moon and a mission where India plans to bring back soil samples and moon rocks to Earth. Because we don't have a launcher which is capable of doing a single direct launch to the moon, we will be using more than one launcher or rockets. And then using this docking technology in space to orbiting satellites together, send them to the moon. And then when we bring them back, we would do another set of docking, undocking, and then bring it back to Earth. So it is an enabling technology for Chandrayaan 4. And more than that, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has mandated to the Indian Space Research Organization, that it needs to have Bharatiya Antariksh Station by 2035. So for that, again, docking and undocking would be an essential step, because at some point one will need to transfer a material and humans to the space station which India will create. But right now the experiment which has been undertaken in a circular orbit. Very difficult to achieve, very difficult to master, but the next step where one has to do this experiment in an elliptical orbit would be even more complex. So before Chandrayaan 4 and before Bharatiya Antariksh Station, I am hoping that the Indian scientists would do more experiments of this kind of SpaceX and then achieve it in an elliptical orbit to master that next stage of complexity. Chandrayaan 4, Bharatiya Antariksh Station, and ultimately, like Prime Minister Narendra Modi has mandated, to land an Indian on the moon by 2040. All of these missions require India to master this enabling technology of docking and de-docking or docking and undocking. So, big achievement by Indian scientists. And ISRO has already taken a patent on this technology. It's on a very different kind of a docking mechanism, which they call the Bharatiya docking system. And it's different from the international docking standard system. So, let us see ultimately what gets used and how it is used. But yes, a big achievement by India.
Much awaited space mission is the Gaganyaan mission, when Indian astronauts will travel to the orbit. So do we have any updates on it? And there are some test flights that are supposed to happen. Can you share some updates on Gaganyaan?
See, Gaganyaan is India's most expensive scientific experiment ever to be undertaken. And now it is Gaganyaan on steroids, because Gaganyaan was to send one Indian or on a single mission to the orbit in space and bring them back safely. Now there are two missions, and then subsequently also the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. I am told as of now, there are several more tests which are pending. And once the tests are achieved, ISRO is hoping to do it sometime in 2026 frame or a little later. So there is still some ground to be covered on sending an Indian rocket from Indian soil to space. That will be a wonderful day for India, because India will become the fourth country in the world to have independent capability of human space flight after Russia, America and China. So right now for Gaganyaan, docking, undocking is unlikely to be used. But for Bharatiya Antariksh Station, yes, docking and undocking would be a necessary step.
Mr. Bagla, we have seen private space companies come up in India over the past few years. What role do you see for the private sector startups that are emerging?
See, right now, the private sector startups, and we see a number which floats around between 200 to 350 space startups. That's a number which is variable number, which is given out at different times. But these are all companies which are trying to master different aspects of space technology. So you have two startups like Skyroot and Agnikul, which are trying to master making small rockets. And they say there is a huge market for small rockets to send up small satellites on demand. There are others who are making constellations of satellites. And we saw the first private constellation come up in India. And the most lucrative part of the space economy is really downstream activity. So all the startups who are trying to do master rockets and satellites are touching only the fringes. More astute and the more interesting work is happening on people who are using downstream activities to give enabling different kinds of things for the citizens using space technology, whether it is for agri insurance or for agriculture forecasting or for fisheries, for monitoring fleets, etc. There are so many different applications which are possible, and several Indian startups are doing an interesting job. They are startups, they need to mature, and once they mature, one hopes that having used the shoulders of the Indian Space Research Organization, they would be able to grow fast.
Do we see enough demand in the market?
There is a huge unmet demand nationally. Currently, there is plenty of work to be done, especially in the surveillance sector, where Indian satellites can be deployed and used. The government itself has announced the making of a constellation of 52 satellites for surveillance. So there is plenty of demand there. But yes, on the rocket front, there is a lull. And believe you me, in times to come, it will become even more difficult because SpaceX and Falcon 9 offer very much cheaper rates for launching satellites. And it's very hard to compete against a giant like SpaceX. So rocket launching, yes, it could be difficult to break even and make revenue. But downstream activity, India has always been a pioneer in the use of space technology for its citizens, for the benefit of its citizens. And I'm sure the startups who are working, especially like SatShore and others, they would be a great beneficiary, both for generating revenue for themselves and for the future of India's space ecosystem.
So the space sector is emerging in India, and the private players are also making a mark. Do we have enough talent to run all these companies? Are there enough students, or do we need to have more courses specifically for space technologies?
Well, certainly we need to have more courses. But right now, if you see, most of the talent is emerging from the Indian Space Research Organization or from technology institutions where young entrepreneurs are taking off in a direction for setting up their businesses. But yes, we certainly need more specialized courses on aerospace engineering, on space technology, on aeronautics, all of these. I'm sure as and when more talent is required, but till then, we already have the Indian Institute of Space Technology in Trivandrum, which was set up by the Indian Space Research Organization, and that offers a good fountainhead for students to join space technology, and a lot of them are setting their own startups. I visited that place and I've seen the energy there, and it's all about a mindset. And right now, space technology is a sector which is very active and high in the minds of young people. That is why we are seeing so many startups. Hopefully, they will all make money, but we will also see some perish, you know, as we go along, because it's a very tough road. And as they say, it is rocket science.
Right. So that was Mr. Pallav Bagla talking to us about the SpadX experiment of ISRO and the opportunities in the space sector. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You were listening to a discussion on ISRO's SpadX mission. The participants were Pallav Bagla, senior science journalist, and Sagar Kulkarni, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.